Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
So here's the theory. Sexy music can make anything sound sexy, as long as there's some sexy music behind it.
The thought is, because I heard Liam Payne on a British radio show reading a passage from that 50 Shades Freer book.
Yep.
And they had this super cool music underneath it. JP has found that music. And it was sexy because he's got the great voice and whatever.
And but he's then, Liam Payne.
Right. But then he went on afterwards and he kept talking. And the producer just never brought the music down. And he was talking, like, they laughed. He was doing something else. And it sounded just as sexy. Like, they were I think he was talking about how hard it was to go back to his, to get back to his hotel.
Okay.
So,
but it still sounded swanky.
Because the music. So, I asked my wife, Callie, to find five random paragraphs of text and put them in a stack.
Okay.
I've passed them out to you guys. I don't know what you have. You don't know what I have. But I would like to play some sexy music and read and see if it's sexy.
Okay.
Who would like to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
Nelly Cheese, it's you.
All right. So how should we do this? Should we start the music?
Oh, yeah.
Is there a title on the page? Like, does it tell you what it is?
Mm-hmm. You want me to tell you what it is?
I think she should just start reading.
Okay.
I think we should all just be in the moment and see how it feels.
Once I get towards the end, it says the title. So
perfect. Okay, so we'll be able to figure it out. Mm-hmm. All right, so you ready for your sexy music?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Oh, yes. Here we go. Too wet to go out and too cold to play ball. So we sat in the house. We did nothing at all. So all we could do was to sit. And we did not like it. Not one little bit. And then something went bump.
Do you guys know what this is?
I do. I know what it is.
I do.
How that bump made us jump. We looked. Then we saw him step on the mat. We looked and we saw him, the cat in the hat. And he said to us, "Why do you sit there like that? I know it is wet and the sun is not sunny, but we can have lots of good fun. That is funny."
Yes, that is so sexy.
No, it's not.
Because of the music.
Beautiful.
And her voice. Mm. What? Are you dead inside?
All right. All right, JP,
me
you want to...
making you burn. That's
I said
girl.
Making me purr.
Oh, I think they make you burn. I was like, never in my life.
This will be something. I wonder if we can put... Can we put just this music bed up on our website and let people do this at work today?
Oh, yes.
Like, read your at-work stuff. Like, if you're an accountant.
Your employee handbook.
Oh, my God. All right, JP, do you want to go next?
Yeah.
All right, here's your sexy music. Do you want to tell us what it is first, or are you just going to start reading?
No, I'm just going to start.
All right. Once again, I asked my wife, Callie, just to pick five random paragraphs, and I brought them in, handed them out. The theory that if you play something over sexy music, it sounds damn sexy. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to tell you about Jen Hobby's bio on star941atlanta.com.
Oh, God.
She is upbeat, compassionate, and clever. Jen Hobby has been a popular voice in Atlanta radio since 2000. Married mom of two girls, age 4 and 2. Jen joined Star 94.1 for the Jeff and Jen Show in March 2016.
Oh, yeah. March 2016.
That was a hot month.
Jen has won a Gracie Award for her work in radio.
Gracie.
And that's not all. An Emmy Award for her work in TV at Georgia Public Broadcasting.
GPB, baby.
You guys are creeping me out. Okay, stop.
Are you down with GPB?
Yeah, you know me. She has also served as a host for Atlanta Eats TV on WPCH-TV.
Oh, yeah, eat the peach, baby.
And Falcons playback on CW affiliate WUPA-TV during football season.
Rise up.
That was good. All right, we're testing this theory. Does sexy music make anything sound sexy? Jeff, you're up. Come on.
All right.
Come on.
Okay.
This is my order at Red Lobster. Batter fried crawfish, sweet crawfish tails, battered and golden fried to perfection, plus an entree of dragon shrimp.
Food is the best way to turn on Jeff.
Crispy fried shrimp and broccoli tossed in our fiery dragon sauce, and then top it with fried chili peppers and green onions. It's our hottest new shrimp flavor in more ways than one.
Yes! Woo! I'm fired up!
Served over rice.
All right, we got two more to go. We will come back and continue to test this theory. All you need is some sexy music to make anything sound sexy.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Drippin' and Finesse is right. We are testing out this theory this morning. Anything can sound sexy as long as you got sexy music going on in the background.
If you're listening just a minute ago, Kelly Cheese read a little Dr. Seuss, Cat in the Hat, right?
Yep, a little Cat in the Hat for you.
JP read Jen Hobby's bio off the Star 94.1 website.
Oh, yeah, and you could still find it there, Star 94.1.
I think my favorite was when he called me clever.
I read two menu items off the Red Lobster menu and didn't even get to say cheesy biscuits.
Oh, man. Those are so good. Mm-hmm.
That is making us weak in the knees.
All right, so these are just paragraphs that I actually asked my wife, Callie, to just pick out of anywhere. And I said, your only goal is to make them random. And then I came in and handed over these folded up sheets of paper to everybody on the show. Janine is about to read her passage as sexy as possible. And it is an amendment from the Constitution, the United States of America.
All right, Janine, make America great again.
We the people of these United States, in order to form a more perfect union.
Hold on, Scarlett.
What?
Where is the Southern Belle accent?
Is it a little bit? I think it just, I don't know. It's my stage voice, I guess.
Okay.
It just comes out.
All right, cool. You can do it again. Charleston girls are sexy, but... you definitely got a little drawl in there.
I got a little bit.
Franklin.
It's in the family.
Franklin, my dear.
She's into cosplay. Just let her go.
Okay. To midnight in the Garden of Good and Janine. Here we go.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide... for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Oh my gosh! There is a politician somewhere who's on fire! Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, you made my Second Amendment move. Woo, I am bearing arms, if you know what I mean.
God bless America.
Oh my God. That's good.
Hey, it's times like these I would like to take a step back and let's all note that we are getting paid.
All right, this is the last round to test our sexy music makes anything sound sexy theory.
All right, Jen, are you going to tell us what you've got, or are you just going to start reading?
Oh, I think you'll figure it out as I go.
All right. Mm. Jen Hobby getting sexy. Hold on, what happened? What's going on?
I just don't know how I'm going to start this because it's so ridiculous.
Can you channel your inner vixen? You channel your inner vixen?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Are you ready?
Okay.
All right. You ready?
I think so.
Okay. You sure?
Ready.
Jen, what happened? Do you need it? Do you want us all to turn away from you?
No, go, go. Hit the button. Okay, got it.
Here we go. Okay. Are you sure?
Ready. Thumpity, thump, thump. Thumpity, thump, thump. Look at Frosty go. Thumpity, thump, thump. Thumpity, thump, thump. Over the hills of snow. Frosty the snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corn cob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Yes,
hard black coal.
Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye, saying, "Don't you cry, I'll be back on Christmas Day." Mm-hmm.
That
Frosty.
Thank you. I don't want to cause any friction between you and Heidi, but I think you may have made JP melt. That's not a carrot.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.